These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
And thank you very much for being a part of the program, Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Dr. Rafferty does just an amazing job of being able to help people who have been dealing with back pain, neck pain, pain that radiates down people's arms and their legs. They're suffering from severe pain. It's coming from a bulging, herniated, and degenerative disc, maybe even diagnosed with stenosis. And people who have gotten to the point to where they've tried just about everything else there is out there to try, and they seem to be at their end. And the end of the road is being told that they now are candidates for surgery. And they want to avoid surgery. And then they contact Dr. Rafferty. And then people who go through Dr. Rafferty's program, after they've exhausted everything else that's out there, and they're told that surgery is their only hope, go to Dr. Rafferty and still are able to experience a success rate that is 98%. After everything else has failed them. Just absolutely remarkable. Dr. Rafferty is joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Doctor, good to talk to you.
Well, yeah, hello, Mangino. It's great to talk to you tonight.
Talk to us about what you do, this intradisc neutrosis, and why you're able to get success when everything else fails.
The first thing that patients really have to understand is that at the Disc Institute, the success that we are is because we have the ability with today's technology to address and fix the problem. In other words, the problem that started everything and brings you to the point that you're seeing what you see on the MRI, as opposed to the pain treatments are pretty much all that the disc patient's going to be offered. So if you think about it, all the treatments that they've tried or my patients have tried before they come to see us, and all the things that they're being offered were never designed to fix the problem or get the disc to stop dying and breaking down and actually begin to heal and rebuild and repair. So that's the big difference. So when you fix the problem, the body then takes over, and the physiology that you've lost due to injury, et cetera, once that joint's rehabilitated, the problem's fixed, then your body goes back to taking care of the disc the way it was designed to, so that you can provide circulation, allow the disc to get everything it needs to stop dying and begin to heal.
Why is surgery, although it's ultimately the final option that most people get recommended through the standard practice of care for bulging, herniated, and degenerative discs, why is it that surgery doesn't solve the problem either?
Yeah, so let's think back to when the problem occurs due to injury and you lose the ability to get circulation into the disc. What happens is that disc is living tissue. And without circulation, it's going to begin to break down, and it's going to begin to die. It's actually dying tissue. And that tissue will start to degenerate, and eventually it's going to begin to get conditions. It's going to start to bulge. It's going to start to protrude. And those bulges will squeeze into the space that belongs to the nerve. So that's what we call stenosis, when that tissue that of the disc no longer stays where it belongs and it squeezes into the space and touches the nerve tissue. That's what we call stenosis. And remember, those two tissues were never supposed to touch. So as soon as you have disc tissue touching nerve tissue, that's what's going to drive the pain. Now, to answer your question, what they do with surgery is they'll go in there. It's very complicated. It makes it sound very simple for me to just say, you know, what I'm going to say. But once they get in there, they're going to cut off that piece of disc tissue that's out there touching the nerve. So logically, you would say, oh, okay, that's going to relieve the pain. And a lot of times it does. However, the fact that you didn't fix the problem and you didn't fix the reason why the disc broke down and eventually squeezed into the space, that process continues. The degeneration, the dying, more conditions are formed, more mm-hmm. bulging, et cetera, and eventually it's back out into the space, touching the nerve again. That's why when you talk to people, everybody knows somebody, a loved one or a neighbor or a coworker that has had a surgery. They might have had some temporary relief, but in time, they end up having another surgery. And that would, you know, answer your question. Then eventually, if it gets so bad, then they end up doing a fusion, and that's even more invasive, et cetera.
Dr. Richard Rafferty, the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh, if you are dealing with back pain, severe back pain, neck pain, maybe even pain that radiates down your arms and your legs, and you just feel as though you can't take it any longer, I encourage you to call this number, 412-906-9600, 412-906-9600. Get a complimentary MRI evaluation. There's no cost for the evaluation to determine whether or not you are truly a candidate for intradisc neurosis at the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. 412-906-9600. The website to go to is PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. And coming up, we're going to have a conversation with one of Dr. Rafferty's patients, Emily, who has been going through the program. What brought her to Dr. Rafferty, where she is now, what it was like at one point, her story. It's coming up next on KDK Radio.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
And welcome back. I'm Angino, along with Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. And once again, the phone number 412-906-9600, where you can get that complimentary MRI evaluation. There's no cost for this whatsoever, no risk. Doc, why do you have it set up that way?
The reason why we set it up that way is because we can't help everybody. And so I wanted people to feel comfortable to come in, have their MRI evaluated, and if I can help them, I'll explain everything about what we do and how we do it, et cetera. But if we can't help you, maybe we'll give you some direction as to, you know, what you might want to try, but at least it didn't, you know, it didn't cost you anything to find out.
There you go. Dr. Richard Rafferty, once again, the phone number 412-906-9600. We have one of your patients on the line. Emily is joining us. Emily, welcome to KDK Radio.
Hi, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for making time for us. Tell your story. What ultimately got you to contact Dr. Rafferty?
Okay. In my 30s, and I had a baby, and I'm a stay-at-home mom and a wife, and I have a big family that I'm involved in, and always running around doing stuff, and I was just in pain all the time. I had pain in my neck and my lower back, and it just was getting worse and worse, and since I had my son, it was debilitating. I had to rely on, like, my parents to come over and help me. I couldn't complete the tasks at home, like cooking dinner and just taking care of the house and taking care of my family was a huge struggle. And so it affected me physically, but then it began to affect me emotionally and mentally. You know, I was really depressed about it, and I tried some different things, injections, and I never wanted to have surgery. And I learned about the Disc Institute, and I thought, all right, let's just give this a try. What do you have to lose, you know? So my husband and I went in, and he's very skeptical of everything, and we had a bunch of questions written down, and after our first sit down with Dr. Rafferty, at the end, he said, ask me anything you want, any questions you have. And by the end of his presentation, he actually had answered all of our questions. And I looked at my husband and he was like, yeah, let's do this. So I'm thought, man, if he's into it, if he's like on board, then because I was so excited. I mean, I was ready to do it before we even got there because I was basically had no hope left. I was still young, in my 30s. I have a lot of time ahead of me, and I was just struggling with like daily activities, you know? So that's how I came to the Disc Institute. And then all the people there, I have just fallen in love with because they're super normal. They're so normal, and they explain everything, and they answer your questions, and they're just so
Doctor, congratulations. You hired a bunch of normal people.
I love that, Emily. That's
in a good way, you know? Like, they're so easy to talk to.
Yeah, because I don't like people who are normal in a bad way. I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, we do have a great staff, and I appreciate Emily, you know, giving them a little bit of recognition because they are really a terrific group, and they really do care. But I'll let Emily tell you.
Yeah. So I have made like relationships with each person that works there, and we've actually talked about me coming to work there in the future.
Oh
like,
my!
After my son goes to school,
maybe. Oh, she'd be great.
And yeah, and I was like, I mean, what a testament too, because I've already being a patient, and I understand it from the patient side, and now I can be maybe a little more educated from Dr. Rafferty and his staff, and I would love to help because I mean, it has changed my life. It is life-changing.
Emily, you sound like you have a very sunny disposition. You know, we can hear the smile that is on your face. And I'm wondering, and the laughter in your voice, I'm wondering if that went away as you were dealing with the most severe days of the pain that you were experiencing.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that was it was almost like it crushed your spirit. I mean, you can only deal with pain so long before it just affects every part of your life. And that was what made me so happy about the Disc Institute is because it gave me my hope back and I could take care of my family. You know, it's like it wasn't like I wanted to do these big, like crazy lavish things. Like I just wanted to cook dinner, clean the house up, like pick my son up off the floor. He would say to me, "Picky up, mom, picky up, mommy." And it's so cute. And I would look and I would cry like because I couldn't pick him up, you know? And I was like, this is no way to live. And I was pretty healthy otherwise and not and young, you know? So, so life-changing. I would just, anybody that's even thinking about it, just go. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
How soon after you began the program did you start to realize, okay, I mean, you believed in this when you started, and then you start with the program, and then as you're going through it, when did you then have it come to a realization that, yes, this is really working? I'm noticing that I'm feeling better. I'm noticing that my pain's beginning to go away, and you really were able to tell that you were on the road to recovery.
You know, my experience was like kind of like a roller coaster. I know everybody's is different. Some people I've heard they've gone in. I've talked to the other people, the other patients, and that's another part you don't even think about. You meet all these people that feel the same way you do, and that's encouraging to talk to them and see their progress.
Okay.
When they're ahead of you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But so mine was like kind of on a daily basis. I'd still have pain. I'd have days where I didn't have much pain. And I remember telling Dr. Rafferty, like yesterday, I got the stroller out of the car, went for a walk. I didn't have any pain at all. And I was like, I can't believe it. And he wasn't surprised at all. He just looked at me and was like, well, you know, hopefully that's a glimpse into your future. And that was like, that just lifted me, like my whole world, to think that's a possibility to live without pain. And so I'm finished with the program, and I've been done a little over a month. And, you know, I do still get pain because I do a lot of stuff. So the thing is, my pain now is so infrequent, and it's not nearly as bad as it ever was before. And they've taught me, too, to use ice packs, and I have, like, a small back brace to wear, mm-hmm. like, when I'm doing stuff at the house, mm-hmm. cooking or whatever. So now it's almost like, yeah, I do have some pain still, but I'm in control of it. Like, I can take the ice and put it on my back, and or I can go bounce on the ball. They give you, like, some people, you do a yoga ball, and you bounce on it and stuff. But now you're, like, in control of your life again. So it's not like you're 100% pain-free, but you're, I mean, I'm so far ahead of where I was, but now I do have control over even the parts when I am, like, in a pain.
Emily, thank you. Doctor, I remember in conversations that we've had over the years that even though you're done with the program, the healing process goes on for months, if not years, after you finish because of what was started by going through the intradisc neutrosis program.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. It's interesting because the engineering, the technology that we have fixes the problem, rehabilitates the joint, and the healing, even though the patients feel so much better when they finish the program, the healing is just starting. And I tell patients all the time, once you start that healing, you can't stop it. And it just continues week after week, month after month, as the disc continues to heal and get stronger. So if you think about what healing is, if you break it down, healing is replacing damaged cells with healthy cells. You're replacing all the damage that had built up over the years, little by little, and the disc gets stronger cells, and it starts to fill with fluid more. Mm-hmm. Those bulges start to pull back, you know, away from the nerve tissue back to the disc. And so, yes, like you said, it's a process that goes on for as much as 2 years.
Emily, I want to thank you so much for joining us and telling us your story this evening.
Thank you, Emily. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Emily, thank you. And I want to encourage each and every one of you who are going through these disc issues where you're experiencing the pain and you've tried everything. And it now's the time to set all that aside and realize it's time to stop trying to mask the pain to actually bring your disc back to being able to be healthy again. And Dr. Rafferty at the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh is able to do that. The treatment is intradisc neutrosis. The website is pittsburghdiscinstitute.com. There's so much great information that's available there for you to be able to go through and see for yourself. And here's the phone number to make that appointment to go through the complimentary MRI evaluation. No cost, no risk whatsoever. It's 412-906-9600. 412-906-9600. More with Dr. Rafferty coming up, and another story from Paula next on KDK Radio.
The following program is paid for by the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
Once again, I'm Angie. You know, I'm joined by Dr. Richard Rafferty at the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. The phone number for the free complimentary MRI evaluation, there's no cost whatsoever for this to determine whether or not you are a good candidate for the program. Here's the phone number, 412-906-9600, 412-906-9600. Doc, if we could for a moment, before we check in with Paula and hear her story, I want to talk about this MRI evaluation, how there's no cost whatsoever for this evaluation, and how you go about determining whether or not someone could really be a good candidate for the program.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Well, the MRI really tells me everything. Not everything, but a lot. And when I look at the MRI, I can, you know, also have the radiologist report. So I know, you know, he and I are going to evaluate it, you know, in a sense together. But what I'm looking for is when you end up having a trauma to the joint and you disrupt the circulation, over time that disc will start to break down. And, you know, science has shown us that there's different phases that the disc and the joint itself will go through, different phases of degeneration. And what I look for is changes in the disc, where we see the disc starting to collapse and break down and get conditions like bulging, protruding, herniation. You know, we see signs of degeneration, et cetera. But then also, as time goes by, you'll not only get further degeneration and breakdown of the disc tissue, but you'll start to see changes in the bone. And as the bone starts to break down, you start to get arthritis, spurring, osteophytes, et cetera. And it just kind of continues on from there until you're pretty much bone on bone. Our patients at the Disc Institute, we catch them when they're in phase one, where we have changes in the disc, but we really have very little, if any, change in the bone at that point. And so that's what makes them a good candidate, because at that point, we can start to get circulation back into the disc. We can rehabilitate healthy movement back to the joints so that the physiology is restored, so that the natural circulation can and the delivery system can be restored. So the disc will then, when the patient finishes the program, like Emily, all she has to do now is walk, because that's the natural physiology of the joint is to deliver circulation. Is when you're moving around and you're walking, et cetera, mm-hmm. you're going to naturally deliver circulation to the disc. And when that's disrupted, everything starts to go bad. But that's what we're actually fixing. We're getting the problem fixed so that the physiology and the joint can then deliver circulation naturally. So that's where the evaluation is important, because I want to make sure the research companies, we hired two third-party research companies to, or we hired a research company, and they did two independent studies to show that we were at 98% with our typical patients. And it's really important to me that I do a really good evaluation, because we want to make sure that these patients have been disappointed so many other times. You know, if you're only doing pain relief, you know, you're going to end up disappointed a lot of times. So when the patients come to us, they're, you know, very discouraged, like Emily had mentioned, and it's affecting their life. And so the evaluation is very important, and I do turn away a lot of patients because we want to make sure that we get those results.
And it gives another reason why people can have confidence that if they're going through the program, that they're going to get better because of that 98% success rate, because of the research of the third party, and that for short-term and long-term benefits as a result of intradisc neurosis. And you just that reassurance that, yes, this is going to work, and your desire at the Disc Institute to be able to maintain that really high success rate, all coming into play in that. If you want to find out if you are a good candidate for Dr. Rafferty and the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh to finally not only get rid of the pain, but bring your back and your neck into a spot to where it can be healthy again, I encourage you to call this number, 412-906-9600, 412-906-9600. Joining us right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Paula, another patient of Dr. Rafferty's. Paula, welcome to KDK Radio. Good to have you.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for making some time for us this evening. What's your story, Paula? What brought you to Dr. Rafferty?
I guess basically I had been dealing with back pain for close to 3 years before I finally decided to go there. It started out just bothering me now and then, and I would just ignore it and think it was this, that, or the other. And I got an x-ray once and it didn't show anything, so I just thought, oh, it's in my head, I just need to, you know, suck it up or whatever. And it just continued to get worse, and I was very active. I was a person that was in the gym every day. I ran half marathons, 5Ks. I loved being very active. And it started to interfere with what I love to do. It got to the point where I would hurt so much after that. And then it started to affect even daily life. If I just simple things as a day of being at home and doing housework, or days where maybe I had my little grandson and wanted to spend a day doing things with him, I would just by the end of the day, I would be so miserable. I'd be in so much pain that I couldn't do anything. And it got to the point, too, where I couldn't even start to complete tasks. If I went outside and wanted to work in the garden or do some weeding, I could only get through hardly what I used to be able to do, I guess. And it just, my quality of life, just, that's when I finally just decided I had enough. And I decided to go see Dr. Rafferty and see what he could do.
Did you try anything else first?
Oh, yeah. I finally talked to my doctor and ended up with a CT, which told me that I had a disc herniation. And then I went and saw pain management and had two lumbar epidural injections. The first one worked for a couple weeks, and I thought, oh, this is great. This is what I needed. You know, everything's going to be better. But it wore off after 3 weeks, so I thought, oh, if I have a second one, maybe I just need that second one. And the second one did nothing at all for me. So then I ended up in physical therapy for 4 months, and then it helped a little, but nothing significant. And the pain management doctor wanted to do a procedure where he would go in and ablate the nerves, I guess, in my back. And I just, at 49 years old, I just didn't want to start just going through every option that I had, I guess. And I actually was on the internet one day because I was just so frustrated with everything. And I saw the Disc Institute's website and decided to give them a call and give them a try.
Dr. Rafferty, I'm guessing you have heard countless times people who have gone through the pain management process, injections, physical therapy, nerve ablation, to no real long-term success, because as we were talking earlier, they're just dealing with the pain and not dealing with the cause of the pain in the first place.
And that's what it is. And that really is frustrating for the disc patient, because you don't really stop and think about, you know, what am I trying to accomplish here? Because you are focused on the pain, and that's really what you want to address, because you're hoping that if your pain goes away, everything will be fine. But you don't realize, you don't really think about the fact that there's a fine problem. And unless you address that problem, nothing's really going to change. And that's what is so exciting about what we're doing at the Disc Institute, is we have the ability now to actually fix the problem. It's been clearly identified what the problem is. It's in the anatomy books. It's part of the physiology. And fortunately, there's engineering and medical equipment that can address it. And that's what I tell patients all the time, is the medical equipment, the engineering, it does what it does. And it is going to rehabilitate the joint and bring back that normal function and motion. And therefore, the design of that disc, that physiology, will be back on the job. Like, it will start to work the way it was designed to before it was traumatized, the joint was traumatized, and that physiology was lost.
Paula, what convinced you that this was going to work?
You know, I spoke to someone that was a former patient of his that I spoke to him quite a bit. And I mean, he just couldn't say enough about it. And, you know, told me how much better his life was, how much better he felt. And then going in and talking to Dr. Rafferty and the girls and talking to different patients while I would be there doing my treatment and seeing their success as they continued treating with him really was encouraging to me. And then as time went on, I started to notice here and there a change in how I felt. And it was kind of hard to tell at first. It's kind of a hard thing because you keep thinking about the pain. Oh, the pain should just be gone. How am I going to know this is working? But it'd be little things like you'd suddenly realize, I'm like, oh, I got out of bed today and I put my socks and shoes on like I used to normally do and with no pain. Little things would pop up like that. You'd be like, oh, wait a second, I did this and it didn't hurt.
for those who are experiencing pain right now, like what you used to have, speak to those people who are listening at the moment, what you believe with all your heart they ought to be doing.
I think they should really go in and see Dr. Rafferty and give it a try, because like I said, I mean, I've been through the lumbar epidurals, the physical therapy, everything, and you're just so frustrated and you just want to feel better and just have a normal life. And to find out now and know after going through it that you can go and have something that's non-invasive, I think everyone, you know, so many people go and jump into having surgery and thinking that's the answer. And I work in a healthcare field, and you just don't see a lot of success with that. And to know that there is an option out there where you can restore the function of the vertebrae in your back and be able to go back to that life you had, it's so worth it to just, I mean, I guess the way I looked at it when I went in is I had nothing else left to lose. I really had nothing to lose. Why not just go and try it?
412, Paula, thank you. 412-906-9600 is the phone number. If you would like to have a complimentary MRI evaluation, there's no cost whatsoever. There's no risk to find out if you're a good candidate for the program. I suggest that you call 412-906-9600. Go to the website, PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. Paula, thank you very much for your time this evening. Do appreciate this.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Doctor, do me a favor. You hold tight right there. We'll come back with more in a moment on KDK Radio.
The people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
I'm Angino, along with Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. And Doc, I want to talk about the MRI and the evaluation. And we were just talking with Paula, and she mentioned that she got an X-ray, and the X-ray didn't say very much about what was causing the pain. And that probably wasn't a big surprise to you, because you need an MRI. Why is it that an X-ray doesn't do it and an MRI does? And how can you help people get one if they need one?
I'm really glad you brought that up. The X-ray really just kind of shows you the bones. The MRI is great because you're going to see a lot of details, not only with the bone, but you're going to see the tissue, the disc. And, you know, with the X-ray, you're going to see the space where the disc belongs. And sometimes you can see that it's a little bit thinner, you know, closer together than it should be. But with the MRI, you actually get to see the disc, and you get to see how healthy that tissue or how unhealthy that tissue is of the disc. And one of the things I was thinking also was that, you know, we offer the complimentary evaluation of the MRI, but a lot of patients do come to us when they don't have an MRI. You know, they might just have an X-ray, but they know things are going on, and, you know, they're having the pain in, down their arms, you know, if it's from their neck or tingling or whatever, or if it's their lower back, they're having not only low back pain, but it's, you know, maybe going down into the legs, etc. And we do order a lot of MRIs for patients. So, you know, if you're out there and you're thinking, wow, I don't even have an MRI, well, you know, give us a call and come in. And if it really, you know, once we gather the information, we'll be able to know if an MRI would be your next step, and we can order that for you.
The phone number is 412-906-9600. The website, PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. Doc, in 60 seconds, why should people make it a point to go visit the website?
The website is great. There's a video on there. If you scroll about halfway down the page, it's all about the physiology of the disc. I keep talking about that physiology tonight, and it's about a little less than 10-minute video, but it'll really help you to understand how the disc works, how the spinal joint works, what goes wrong. It gives you a little insight to the physiology of the disc and what the problem is, and also a lot of testimonies that our patients, wonderful patients like Paula and Emily, that have given us a lot of kind testimonies, and a lot of them are up there to give you encouragement that it is really true that you can fix the problem and turn your situation around once and for all.
Dr. Richard Rafferty, the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh, the website PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. The phone number is 412-906-9600. Dr. Rafferty, thank you very much for your time this evening. I appreciate what you do and how you've been able to help so many over all the years.
Mangino, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Stay right there. News is coming up next on KDK Radio.